Okay, we're picking up from the top of Nun Dalet Amud Aleph with the words of Hanoder, the new parak, the seventh parak now. I just wanted to, our learning is once again sponsored, Le'ilu Nishmas Shulam Espas Yaakov, the Neshama Shaman Aliyah. I just wanted to mention, if someone wants to email me, listen on YU Torah, people listen on YU Torah, because sometimes the website is down, it's been down already twice in the last month or so. And so in Eretz Yisrael, I'm not always able to upload it later when I have to leave in the morning. But Kitzer, so if you want to have I have a WhatsApp group of the people where I send out my share as well, to those who like to listen to it on that. If you want to message me, email me, I'll be happy to add you if you listen to it on the YU Torah for those times, right, which is more convenient, whatever it is. Anyway, so let's pick up with the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Anoder mina yerek mutar b'dluin. So similar to the previous parak we discussed, how different things can mean, how different terms can mean different things. So here also we're going to discuss what is included in your neder. So the Mishnah speaks about someone who makes a neder, asking to eat greens. Which greens usually mean something of the vegetable, similar things that are similar to a vegetable. Mutter b'dulin. So the Tanakhama tells us that it would be mutter in such a case to eat gourds. Gourds are generally classified as a fruit, and they're not considered greens. That's the Ran's first shot. Then the Ran gives another, Yistam Efarshe, and he says, Estam Yerek is eaten raw. However, diluin, you need to cook it, since you need to cook it, not generally like the standard greens, and therefore, that's why it's not included in your neder. However, Rabbi Akiva says that it's usher. The Mishnah is going to the Gemara is going to explain what his shita is. Amr Rabbi Akiva, but they wanted to bring a raya against Rabbi Akiva. They said to him, V'alo, Omer adam l'shlucho kach lo yerek. A person will say to his shliach, the person doing something for him, his agent, can you go buy something, the greens for me from the shuk? And he comes back and he says, I'm sorry, I only found gourds. Do you want me to go buy them for you? So again, we go after Lashem Ne'adam. So clearly, if the guy said greens and included gourds, include the diluin, so then he shouldn't have to ask. He should know poshut. He should be able to buy for him. That's how they're responding to Rabbi Akiva. They said, this is a proof that people's Lashem Ne'adam does not include the gourds. Amar Lahem Kenadavar. No, that's exactly your proof. Your idea is a proof for me. Why? Oh, Shema Omer Lahem, Lomatzad Kitnir. Would he say to him, oh, by the way, I only found kitnir, like a type of legumes? Of course he wouldn't, because that's not even, no one has Havamina that when you ask for vegetables, you're asking for the legumes. Elashad Luin Bechalyark, the whole reason that he's Mesufak, the Shliach, is because gourds are really included in the greens, and that's why he's asking him, maybe you want this. Bekitnis in Elchalyark, and he's not even having any Havamina to assume that legumes would be included in greens. So therefore, since the person is mesupak with davar, and the shliach goes back and asks him, "Hey, do you want these gourds instead? These diluin?" That might show us that it is somewhat similar to it. In which case, we have to be machmir on the dar. The Gemara is going to flesh it out a little bit more, but that's we understand the Mishnah so far. So it says the Mishnah vayter va'aser bifula mitzri lach. The madir be aser to take part of these lach, these beans, as long as they're lach, as long as they're wet and moist, they're considered greens. So that's what the Meiri explains, that while these beans are moist, they're like thin beans and they're eaten while they're still green. When they're able to ripen, then they develop into something that's more, is like a grain, and therefore they're not going to be considered something that's being as neder. And mutter b'yavish, therefore you'd be mutter in the ones that are dry. Because again, those are not considered something that would be in the category of yarak. Fine. So the Mishnah said, anoder min yarak. So then Rabbi Kiva told us that it's aser. V'ha min yarak nadar. So at the end of the day, we have a kasher Rabbi Kiva. What is with zahava mina? The person made a neder to abstain from green things. How could Rabbi Akiva tell us that gourds are like a category of fruit, and they're not inherently similar to these greens? So why would you assume that they are going to be in the category that Rabbi Akiva, that they're being the Kiva, that should be machmir, like a yarak? Why? So it says the Gemara, Amar Ula be'omer yarke kedera alai. The Mishnah is specific, talking about a specific case where the Madir says, konem greens of a pot unto me. The words of kedera, of a pot, are extra. So Rabbi Akiva is understanding that since they add these words, they must include something, otherwise you don't just speak levatala. So it must be, and he's talking about that he was adding in gourds. So the Gemara says, Dilma yarak hanechal bekedera kamar. Maybe it's actually kodem greens that are eaten in a pot is usher to me. They're arguing that since gourds are not classified as yarak, they can't be included in this extra language either. Only things that are implied by the extra words can be included in them. So the words of the yarak in the pot maybe imply a vegetable that give off flavor to the pot, to the food that's in a pot. So therefore, it would imply the neder, like garlic, things like that, and onions, they wouldn't include these gourds, which are there themselves, are eaten and not used to flavor other things. So then, it would not be included in the neder. That's the way the Ran fleshes out the kasha. So Gemara says, you're right, but Omer Yarak Amiz Bashel Bekedera Alai. The Mishnah is talking about a case where the Madir says specifically, Kodem greens that are cooked in a pot on him. And since gourds are cooked in a pot, and the mashliach would ask him about it, so then that would understand, according to Rabbi Akiva, that would be in the category of a yarak. And Rabbi Akiva is machmir to assume that such a case would be included in the neder, and the Rabbanan disagree. The fact that the guy needs to ask is proof that these deluin are from a different species of greens, and therefore they are permitted. That's how the Ran fleshes it out. And the Ran is going to show us that the halacha really should be like Rabbi Akiva, and that's going to be how he's going to paskin. So the Gemara says, "B'maykin lifake, what is the yisod machlokas over here? Rabbanan savrei kol mila detzarech shlich alam luchei bei lav minahu." By definition, if the shliach needs to ask about it, and he needs to ask the guy who sent him and said, "Oh, I only found this. Is this what you wanted?" That clearly is going to be shown that it's not part of the desired object that the guy wanted, and therefore, when you make a neder, which should not be included in the neder either. Rabbi Akiva savar kol milsa demlimlech shlich alam. No, the fact that you're saying you don't ask something random that's kolkolo, not part of it. If the fact that you have to ask, that clearly shows us that is something which a person generally would understand is part of it, and therefore the halacha would be a person should be chayav in that case. The Gemara says, "Amar Abaye, Moder Rabbi Akiva leinian malchus she'en aloka." Rabbi Akiva is machmir to assume that you're not going to be chayav malchus, and the Ran explains because he's really mesupek b'davar. Since they're not necessarily implied by that, so Rabbi Akiva is just machmir in the possibility that they're included in the neder, and therefore you're not going to get malchus, which is only when you're vade going to be over the iser d'oraisa. But if you're not vade, Rabbi Akiva is also only mesupak. So that's how the Ran fleshes it out. It's important to note that the Ran paskins like Rabbi Akiva, and the Ran also said that Rabbi Akiva himself was mesupak with davar. It actually could have other ramifications in terms of what's called a sfeik sfeika. Sfeik sfeika is a general principle in halacha that many times, if you have two different doubts about the question, you could then, you could be makil. Maybe it's like A, maybe it's like B, and if it's like B, maybe there's other reasons to be machmir, to be makil rather. So that's a Rabbi Vadya, many of his tshuvas is always relying on a sveik sveika. Like there's this machlokes in the achronim, like the Ramah, and like this one, and therefore maybe it's going to be okay, and sveik sveika, and you could say that it's mutter. I don't know, the first thing that popped in my head right now is that a Sephardi have a certain chumra about shechitas b'siyos, I'm not going to get into it right now, but they hold a certain type of meat they're very makbid about. So for them, a standard Ashkenazi meat is the real possibility of being treif for them. It's mamish not kosher. So how is a Sephardi ever allowed to eat by an Ashkenazi? So Rav Avadia wants to tell us, fake sveika, he says that safek we pass it is machlokas the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch. So maybe we pass it like the Ramah, maybe the Ramah is correct and the Shulchan Aruch is not right. So that's the first safek. And the second safek, maybe this piece of meat that the guy has was, in fact, he doesn't know. Maybe it was the chumra of the Beis Yosef. Not every cut they know exactly what it was. It's just generally, if you're more makel, you're not going to define each one. So you could have a sveik sveika and assume that the Sephardi would be allowed to eat his meat. Okay, so that's the concept of sveik sveika. So now, would a sveik sveika apply? Why am I bringing this up? Because would a sveik sveika apply if you have a machlokas and then one of the shitas is mesupak b'davar? Here you have, right, a machlokas Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. So you could say like this. It's a machlokas Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. And so maybe we pass the Chachamim that it shouldn't be included in the neder. And even if you want to pass in like Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva himself was Mesupak, so therefore say it's fake Sveika, and you can be Makel on the Shaila. Clearly that's not the case, because Ran is passing like Rabbi Akiva, and he's telling us you have to be Machmer on this Halacha, that a person has to be careful when he makes a neder, that in the Yarak, there would include the Deluin. So we see from over here, that even if you have a Machlokas poskim, and one of them is only Mesupak B'davar, but he was Machmer because of a Sad Safik, we don't, and then it was another big shita that was making unsin, we wouldn't say sveik sveika. A very nice raya, I think, from the Ran. The Chronon point this out, that may be a raya from the Ran over here. Okay, let's go weiter. So now we have another Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Tanan Hasan, we're going to relate it back to our Gemara, that we have a Mishnah in Me'ilah. The Mishnah Me'ilah tells us, Hashaliach Shasa Shlichuso. If I have a Shaliach, I appoint an agent to do something for me. And here, with regards to Me'ilah, Balabayas Ma'al. The Balabayas is Ma'al. So what happens over here? There's a concept called Me'ilah. Me'ilah is if one, by accident, benefited from Hekdesh, or removed Hekdesh from the Rishus of the Beis HaMikdash. Those are two different types of the Isra Me'ilah. You're over the Isra Deraisa of Me'ilah. And as what's the Lacha? As a penalty, you have to give the value of the item that you had done Me'ilah for, plus a Chomesh. And also you have to bring an Asham Me'ilos. That's one of the six Ashamos that we say in Reza Makoman in the morning. Those are one of them, is Asham Me'ilos. So the halacha is, two halachas are very interesting. First of all, this halacha is only if it's shogig. Me'ila is only if it's shogig, not b'mezid. And the second halacha is, normally we have the concept of ein shliach l'dvar avera. that there's a concept, because the Gemara learns out, Divrei Arav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomim, that if I have to listen to Hashem, or I listen to the guy who told me to do something, who should I listen to? I listen to Hashem. So if a guy, Reuven tells Shimon to go murder someone, so who's Chayav Misa? Shimon. Now, it could be that we'll do something to Reuven also, as he, you know, hired someone to murder him. But Be'etzem, in terms of the Chayav Misa, the capital punishment, who's Chayav the death penalty? Only the guy who carries it out, because we assume Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. So that's a lot about everything. If a guy tells you to do any Avera in the world, as a Shliach, it's not him who's getting the Avera, only you. This is actually, there's three exceptions to the rule. Shechter mentions this all the time. It's one of those Shechter's ideas. Whenever we get to like this, he would mention the other two. So I'll do the Kedarka like my Rebbe, so I'll mention it also, that there's three cases where we have an exception to the rule of Yesh Shliach Dvar Avera. That even if I appoint somebody to do something on my behalf, the person who acted on my behalf is not going to be chayav. Only me, I'm going to be chayav. What are those three examples? This one is one of them, Me'ila. That if I tell my agent, I tell the shaliach to take off this chair, I forgot that I made it hektish, and you made it, you a person makes it hektish and tells the shaliach to go whatever, bring it to his friend to go sit on it or to just sit on himself. So that's a lach of shaliach. He's doing the shaliach for me. He's not doing anything for himself. He's doing it on my behalf. And the lach is over there that I'm chayav. I'm going to be chayav me'ilos. So I have to pay the value of the chair plus the chomesh and bring an asha me'ilos. That's one of the chidushim, that his shlichus is actually chal and it's me. The Gemara learns it out from Gzeira Shava that this is the case. There's two other cases in Shas that I'll mention also. The other one is with regards to shlichus yad bepikadon. The Gemara learns it out from a ribo in the pasuk. I forgot the exact lashon in Eilu Metzius there at the very end. No, in a pergamafkid, the last daf. Forgot exactly the lashon over there. The Gemara learns out as well that one was going to be chayav for shlichus yad bepikadon. That if I tell somebody, I'm watching an item for you, and I illegally move it around and do something with that, and I tell someone else to do it for me, so I'm going to be the one who's chayav. Normally, gezel, if I tell someone to steal something from me, he's going to be chayav, not me. But here, in the case of shlichus yad bepikadon, the Gemara learns it out from Riboy Shittas Beis Hillel, that you would be chayav, the shaliach is not chayav, rather I would be the one who's chayav. And the third thing is regards to tevicha and mechira. If I stole an item, I stole an animal, and so that's already, I already have a kinyan gedel, it's now I stole it. So I have a chiyuv to give it back, v'yeshiva sakzela. But now I want to do tvicha mechira, now makes me chayav either four or five times, depending on which animal it was. So that dalav, hey, if I tell a shochet to do it for me, and he's acting on my behalf, so the halacha is that I would be chayav the dalav v'hei. The dalav v'hei is as kokulo on me, and now I'm going to be chayav. The Gemara again learns it out from a drasha as well. Those are the three cases in all of Shas. We assume, yesh shliach l'dvar avera. Everywhere else, all out throughout Shas, you would not say that there's shliach l'dvar avera. Okay, so back to our Gemara. So if the shlichus, the guy does the exact shlichus, then the halach is, the Baal HaBayis Ma'al says, one of the three cases in all of Shas, you keep it over here, right? So keep it over here, that the halach is, that the person who actually sent the guy is going to be chayav. Lo asa shlichus, but what happens if the agent did not perform his shlichus properly, then the halach is a shliach mal, because he's acting on his own. So since he's acting on his own, he's the one who's chayav, because I didn't tell him to do that. He decided, the Gemara Mishnah is going to leave us to Machlokas to show how this works. But let's say, like, I told him to go get me a piece of meat. And the piece of meat was hakdesh, and I forgot about it. But I also had a piece of chicken. Oh, no, I don't use chicken, they're not going to get anything. I had a piece of dairy, a pasta. And instead he got confused and he took the dairy pasta from me. That was also hakdesh. I forgot that I was makdesh that value of the pasta. So the halacha is that since he's acting on his own by bringing the pasta, I didn't tell him to do that, then the shliach would be mal. So Gemara points out Mantana. The next part of the Mishnah is going to flesh out this rule. Who is that shita? Says the Gemara, Rav Chista, Masnitzin de Loker Rabbi Kiva. It must be that Mishnah is not like the shita Rabbi Kiva. Why? It's not. The Hemshich of the Mishnah says the following. Ketzav, how is this rule? Amr lo, if the Baal HaBayis says to Shaliach, Tein Basarachon, go give meat to the guests. And he forgot that meat was hektish, but he didn't give it to them. And not some kaved, but he gave them liver. Tein kaved, he said, go give them liver, not some basar, and he gave the Shaliach gave them meat instead. Ha Shaliach mal. That's an example where the Shaliach is going to be chayav me'ila because he did not listen to the Baal HaBayis. But if the, again, so this is where we're assuming he's not doing it. So the Gemara says, why is this not Rabbi Kiva? Because Rabbi Kiva, had this been really the shita of Rabbi Kiva, that can't be, because Amar Rabbi Kiva, kol milsa de mimlech ale shaliach, any item which you have to ask a shaliach for, so minayu, so then you would have to include that's in the parsha of the category that the person was talking about. So here, the agent who was instructed to give meat, he'll say, listen, I don't have meat, but I have liver. Maybe can I give them liver instead? He wouldn't ask him to go give him the dairy pasta. That's obviously not the kavanah. He wouldn't, right? That's obviously not included. So therefore, since this is the situation over here, Rabbi Kiva Lachora should hold that the shliach is doing the will of the Baal HaBayis, and the Baal HaBayis should be chayav the me'ila. So therefore, Lamil Malbayis, the Gemara fleshes out that the Baal HaBayis should be chayav according to the shita Rabbi Kiva. And the shaliach should not be the one who's chayav me'ila. And since we don't assume this way, then it is not the shita of Rabbi Akiva. The Ran and the Rishonim have a very strong kasha over here. Tosos also asks this kasha, that the Ran asks that Rav Chista is arguing that if it followed Rabbi Akiva, it should be that the Baal HaBayis is going to be mal and is b'chayav medar reisa. But we ourselves said that Rabbi Akiva was mesupak medar and was not to lechumra. He's not going to be chayav malchus. That's what Abaye told us in Shitas Rabbi Akiva. So why over here are we assuming the guy's going to be chayav a full fledged de'al reisa, chayav me'ila, korban, and paying the extra chomesh? Rabbi Akiva seemed to assume it himself that it was a begeder a safik, and therefore lechsafik were machmir, but we're not going to be chayav the punishment of the din de'reisa. So too over here, maybe Rabbi Akiva assumes that also you would be, we wouldn't give him the punishment de'reisa. So the Ran explains that Rabbi Akiva is Masupak in the Mishnah's case because of the case of the Deluim, would at best only be implicated by the Lashon of the extra Lashon of the Neder. However, Rabbi Akiva Shita generally, that when it comes to something like the meat, that could include the liver. And therefore, there's no extra riboy necessary to assume that it would include the liver. Our case is even stronger, and the Gemara is assuming that Rabbi Akiva would pashut hold that the Baal HaBayis should be Chayev, the Me'ila. That's how the Ran understands it. Tosos similar also. Tosos say also, so that's how the Tosafot says that. When you have to ask it, but in other contexts also, that's pasha that you'd be chayav. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita. Amar Abaye, afilo teimer Rabbi Akiva. Turning on to extend it out. If you want to, maybe you could assume that, rejecting this proof that it's not Rabbi Akiva, turning on to the Nandal Amad Beis, maybe it is Rabbi Akiva. Mi lo mode Rabbi Akiva de tzorechim luchei. Does Rabbi Akiva not agree that the shaliach is also required to consult with the person before he wants to switch over exactly what he wants to do? So even the Rabbi Akiva assumes that the shaliach, it's somewhat implicit in the item, but still, at the end of the day, the person needs to ask the Baal HaBayis. So in the case of the Me'ila, the shaliach has a chiyav to ask the Baal HaBayis before serving the liver instead of the meat. If you fail to do that, so by definition, you're acting on your own accord and not in the accord of the Baal HaBayis. And therefore, that's going to be the din. However, as opposed to the case of the Mishnah, when it comes to the Mishnah, the Lashon of the Neder, there's no reason to assume that the Madir didn't have in mind the application of the Deluin as well, and therefore, since Rabbi Akiva is Machmir to assume like that, therefore, it would be implied by the Neder, and that would be the difference. So that's the Rabbi's understanding. It marshmaita kamei de Rava. So Rabbi's answer was presented before Rava by Rava's Talmidim Bepashtus. Amar Lahun, so he said, so Rava, upon hearing this, Shapar Machmini, Rava was called, Abaye was called Nachmini, because Abaye, we know, was a Yasum. So, since he was a Yasum, his father died while his mother was pregnant, and his mother died at childbirth. He was raised by his uncle, Rabba Bar Nachmini. Nachmini was his uncle was his grandfather. So Abaye was called, Abaye was called rather by his father's name. So that's why he said, Shabar Nachmini, that's what Abaye spoke nicely, and that was good. So Gemara says, now, Man Tana de Palagar Bekiva. So good that he liked his answer. So which Tana disagrees with Shitas Rabbi Akiva anyway? So says the Gemara, it must be Rabban Shimon Gamaliel, he Tisanya Nodim and Abasar, somebody who makes a nether to abstain from meat. Asr Bechomani Basar is Asr to take part in any types of meat. Even behemos or chayos, right? Behemos are more like larger things. And smaller things are included in that. Also chayos are non-domesticated. All these things are included in Rabban Shimon Gamaliel. So Gemara says, the aser barosh of ragalim kind of a covered of a lave. You aser also to have any animals, the head, the feet, the trachea, so, or the liver, even the heart of the animal. The ophos, and even to have oaf, to have chicken. So according to the Kamos and the Rabbi Kiva, all of these things are aser because the shaliach would ask regarding them. However, these things, umutar basar dagim v'chagavim, he's mutter to have the meat of fish, and chagavim are locusts. Chagavim are really midaraisa, certain types of them are considered kosher if we have a masorah for it. The Tebanim have a masorah for which chagavim are mutter and not mutter. That's a whole big shayla. Most posts are machar, but there are those who are mikil. Could we accept the Tebanim? We lost the masorah, but Tebanim claimed to have a masorah for 2,000 years since the Beis Hamikdash. So can we assume that their masorah is accurate and start eating the chagavim? That is a big shayla. Most assume not that way, but there are those who interestingly would say it's not. We can rely on their masorah. They for sure can rely on their own masorah, but for us it's more the shayla. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, a nodir min abasar, someone makes a nether to abstain from meat. Asar b'chol min abasar, asar at all types of meat. Mutar b'kanav rosh v'galim b'kanav v'kavar v'leid. He is permitted to have the head, all of these things, of ofos, and to have, and he's mutar to have chicken. So Rabban Shimon Gamliel, he's understanding that any item which the shliach consults is not considered the item, and therefore, that's why the shliach will consult him, and that is not implied by the lashon of meat, and therefore not considered aser by the neder. That's the machlokas over here. He's more makil. It's not necessary to assume that he's permitted to eat meat of fish and locust as well. Says the writer, V'chenei Rabban Shimon Gamliel omer, kravayim lav baser, the intestines are not considered meat, v'chleya lav bar inish, and those who eat them are not considered human beings. What's the difference? Meaning, what does it mean they're not blah bar inish? That's not the way that people are doing. Ochlein, kibasim zvine. That means to teach you regarding to buying them. Blah bar inish, it's not typical food you buy. You give the same, you have the same choice between ordinary meat and these intestines. So you should not have, you should have the first one, not the second one. The second one is not a normal thing to be doing. And so that's what the Gemara ends over here. Some have the lashon of my nafkamina for buying and selling, but maybe according to argument, we could just say a person should be normal. You don't do the very strange things. So that's also, you should be eating normal meat. Why is chicken, according to the Tanakama, going to be usher? Because the shliach lechor is asking about it. Basar dog and nami, but fish meat as well. That also, if he doesn't find any meat, he'll consult him at the fish meat. So if that's the case, and if he's not able to find the animal meat, so then he would ask him, should I bring you fish meat instead? And therefore, if that's considered part of it, so then the fish should also be usher based on this. So says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Kigon Shehekis Dam. The Tana is talking about a case where the Madir bloodlet prior to making the Neder, so therefore you would not eat fish. It was assumed that eating fish is very harmful for someone who's bloodletting. So therefore, the Madir here clearly did not want fish. But in a normal case, maybe fish would in fact be usher in his Neder if the person did not bloodlet. The Tanakama doesn't want to mention it because it's not across the board going to be usher. If you just bloodlet, it would in fact be mutter. So yahachi afilu ofos nami loachel, but also maybe a person doesn't eat chicken either, since that too is harmful when you bloodlet. So why would the Tanakama say that chicken is mutter and fish usher? So says the Gemara, the Amar Shmuel, the muschar the achil bisra de tafra, that the one who bloodlets, so he eats chicken parach libye kitzafra, his heart will fly up like a bird, literally. So, okay, Shmuel was like more of a doctor. He apparently knew the sciences over here. So he's saying, but Tanya, also we learned in Brisa, ain makizin. We won't bloodlet prior to eating certain foods. Lo adagim v'lo alopas v'lo basar meliach. But Tanya, haike is dam, lo yachal lo chala v'lo gvina. Don't eat milk or cheese after bloodletting. V'lo beitzim v'lo shachalayim, nor eggs or a type of cress. V'lo ovos v'lo basar meliach, or chicken or salted meat. So we see that chicken meat is harmful. Again, so we're asking more of the question. So how are we going to explain this? Shani Ophos, no, fish is still, chicken is different than fish. You can't eat the fish if you boil it. Apparently, if you boiled it, it would not be bad for you, and therefore, a person could include chicken what he wanted. So what is the case where a person is going to be poreach bavir, like you're going to flying up like a bird, it's bad for you? That's referred to roasted bird meat. However, if you cook it, apparently that is going to be healthy. As opposed to fish, which has no way, no matter how you cook it, no matter how you make it, is going to be problematic, and therefore you have a chiyuv to abstain. To listen to the medical assumption and not be allowed to eat it. So that's why it's not included in the case of fish. That's the difference between fish and fish and chicken. And again, at the end of the day, chicken many times is going to be problematic, but there is a certain way that which you can make it, to make it, and therefore it can be eaten in a healthy way. So since it has a way to be made in a healthy way, maybe that's what the guy meant, and it would be included in your neder. Says another explanation, maybe Abai Amar Kigon the Chayvin Lay Eine. The Tanakama is about a case where the guy's eyes were hurting him at the time of his neder. To dug him kashin l'nayim. Generally, when you have fish are apparently painful for one's eyes, and so therefore he clearly did not want them. As opposed to chicken, which are not harmful to one's eyes. Ihalchis, the Gemara says that's the case though. Achal dagim. Why doesn't he eat fish? Da'amar Shmuel, nun samech ayin, nuna samalein. Nun samech ayin, a fish is better for the eyes. This is pneumonic, meaning that nuna is a type of, is a fish in Aramaic. And samech is talking about sama, like a medication. And therefore ayin is for your eyes, that having this is actually good. We see that eating fish is beneficial if someone has an eye ache. So then how could you tell me that person specifically would not want fish because they're bad for the eyes? So Gemara says, Ahu sof uchla. That statement of Shmuel, that fish are beneficial, is only to the end of a person's illness, of the eye illness, as opposed to when the eye is already starting to feel bad, then you should not be eating fish. It's going to be bad for you. So therefore, someone is madir meat at that time. Therefore, he has the mind of, and fish is going to be, he doesn't want fish because it's the beginning of his illness. There must be another kimp that it was the beginning of his eye ache. And at the beginning of your eye ache, you do not want to include fish in the neder. Okay, so again, we paskin like Shitas Rabbi Akiva, who understands that any item which the Shaliach asks about, then he is considered something which the neder should be included in. And the Stam Mishnah in Chulin follows Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva's Machmir, so we follow his Shita. Very good. Says the Gemara, you know what, well actually we'll stop over here already on Nenheimed Alf, so Mitzvah Shem, we'll pick up with the next Mishnah, V'siyata Dishmaya, in tomorrow's Daf.